I cry to you, O Lord, I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Today's scripture is Psalms 142:5.
Father, you surely are my portion in the land of the living. When I fast, I will feast on more of you. Lord, you show me your ways when I abstain from mine. You guide my steps when I am lost, and you direct my path. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Today, think about why fasting is good for you, especially when you are seeking specific guidance from God, focusing on Him, honoring Him, and allowing Him to control you.
Today's action. Set aside a time that you can fast and pray. Today's treasure, the book of Acts, chapter 13, 2 through 3. Reading. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands upon them, they sent them away. A child's prayer. A touching incident is related of a small lad, one of the Glasgow waifs who, exhausted by disease during the 10 years of his young life, was taken into the infirmary for an operation. In a pitiful, tremulous voice, he pleaded with the surgeon and the medical students, "Will one of you gents put up a wee prayer for a wee boy? Just a wee prayer to Jesus for me in my distress." As there was no response but a pitying smile, the child himself asked that Jesus would be near. The following day, the operation having been completed with more than usual ease and success, the little patient's relief was evident. "Jesus heard your prayer," said the surgeon as he took the wasted hand. "I thought he would," the reply, to which he added, "I will just pray to Jesus for you, doctor."